When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
I'm tennis player.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. 10 days till kickoff, countdown still on, and Sip is, well, I was leaving the room to get something. I was going to give him a little plug, Bill, off the bat, that he's back from his speech last night.
It was a packed house.
In York.
He owned the Elks.
I got texts from Trevor. I got a Snapchat. He added me on Snapchat, and he sent me a picture.
It's Trevor.
Of just a great event that you had in York.
Trevor,
how'd
guys,
that go?
You guys know Trevor Wells.
Yes.
We know him very well.
Trevor Wells.
We bring him up every day in the show, actually.
Trevor Wells.
What if his name was Lyle? That'd even be incredible.
Lyle Wells?
Lyle
that sounds
Wells.
Pretty good.
It does.
Yeah, my dad used to play cards every Friday with a group of dudes, and one of the guys' name was Lyle Winkle. And I always thought that's a perfect name. Nice. And he looked like a Lyle Winkle.
If someone just said there's 10 people up there, pick out the Lyle. I'd get it every time. I'd get it every time.
Oh, it's
Lyle's
right
there.
Right
he's third. Third, that's Lyle.
You know
and Lyle Winkle, I'd get him one out of 100.
100. He was one a judge. I think he was a judge.
Put 100 people up there.
Yeah.
Imagine Lyle that Winkle. Lawyers and judge playing poker. That's real.
It was real.
That was real, yeah.
It was real. Sometimes my dad would come home and lay on the porch, and he'd be there at 8 a.m.
I see on your head a new hat. Is that from yesterday?
Elks hat. Repping. I'm repping.
It's pretty nice.
I'm repping. It is a good crowd. Trevor is a great ambassador. He guided me, and now I don't know.
So you were whisked in when you pulled up. Was there?
Yeah,
people were waiting.
I was whisked.
I heard people were waiting.
Yeah, Trevor was waiting.
He had a parking spot for you.
What did you guys tell him that I couldn't navigate my way to the Elks? Did you tell him that?
You might have learned that yourself. He listens to the show. He knows you have driving problems, so he's aware of that.
He said, "Call me to town, and I'll get you to the." I'm like, I got Google Maps. I mean, I know how to get there. It was not hard.
They have a parking spot for you.
They might have, and I just parked in the street. But Trevor's an incredible ambassador, and it was an incredible crowd. It was a great crowd of people, and Scott Cook was there, the famous official. Which was great. A lot of great people.
Big time Big 8 official.
He knows you very well.
Really, really
very
good.
Kind
great
words
person.
About Bill. I had very
great
kind
person.
Words about Bill. And there's a good crowd. They're smart people. People that Bill knows how this is. You go to those things and the people know more than you do. So it's a little
it's a little
scary. You know.
How long did you speak for before you took questions? Or do you take any
it's
questions?
An oddly specific question.
Well, we know how speeches go.
I can answer it because Trevor laid out the program very well.
Wonderful.
He said you will speak for 15 to 20 minutes. There'll be a raffle item.
Okay.
That's raffled off. You'll take questions for another period. Then there'll be another raffle item. Then you'll take questions for one more period. So 7:30. It was 6:30, 7:30. It went really fast. It went ridiculously fast. Had a couple Coors Lights and came. It came home.
was there a taco bar?
What was the food?
Yeah,
you guys are going to jump on me on this. There were food trucks. I didn't mess with it. I didn't know exactly what the food setup would be, so I stopped at that Taco John's on the internet. I mean, as you come into York and had a meat burrito, and it was really good.
Taco John's. What?
Strangely good.
You don't
burrito.
Miss with Taco John's. There's just a certain
not
thing.
On the meat burrito.
No,
I'm not joking. It was super hot. and super good. So I made a good decision there.
I just love it. It's very on brand for you to have these local food trucks there. No, I'm going to the National Taco John's, baby.
I'm gonna say I would look down upon that.
Yeah, I think Trevor wasn't.
Worked it at getting the food trucks there, and you went with the Taco John's on the
way
in.
Didn't know exactly what the setup would be, so I just took the safe route because I hadn't eaten really all day, not very much, just kind of some cherry pie at Trixie's. I didn't do a good job of eating throughout the day. I had a banana.
You had oatmeal here probably, right?
So I was hungry, and I thought, I can't do this speech with what I've eaten right now. And so if I get there and it's something I'm uncomfortable with, I better have something. So I had a meat
plate. There was raves of clapping.
I don't know.
People would just start to clap.
They were happy. The crowd was happy. It was a good crowd.
Did you bow at the end?
Did you bow?
Did you tell me you bowed, please?
That'd be incredible.
Did you bow to the crowd?
I don't even know that I know how to bow. Do you know how to bow? Okay.
Yes.
Like that. You gotta put your hand in your stomach.
Ben did it too. Ben, do it again.
Put your hand in your stomach. Very simple.
Ben did it very much as if he was an actor.
Yep.
Yes.
An actor.
Take notes.
Were you in one act also? I can see that.
One act play.
He was part of the whole thing.
It's acting in high school play.
Yes. Yeah, he has play. That.
I want you to meet my sister, 2-time state champion coach. I want you to meet her. Ben.
What's
Tamara?
Tamara.
Yeah. Two-time state champion.
And what?
Yes. What's that? Speech.
Speech.
Remember, she's going in the Hall of Fame.
She went in the Hall of Fame.
She went in. Yeah.
How was this year?
This year she went in. I was there for it.
That's right. It was a big moment.
Yes, it was a big
moment. So she was. Was she in plays too?
Her speech team. What's that?
Was she in plays also? One acts, as you called it.
Well, she wasn't in them. She was the one teaching them.
Oh, yes. Oh, she did one act.
She was the coach.
Okay, she could be in them too.
I don't think so.
In the past,
that'd be all of a sudden like all of a sudden. And rules checked into the game at tailback. You can't do that. Okay. Yeah, you can't. The coach doesn't get to play, Ben?
Steven Spielberg's now the lead actor.
It's high school, isn't it, Ben?
That's the way that works. Yeah. I wasn't in one act, so I don't know. Anyway, that's it. York is good. I got home kind of late, but...
What's kind of late?
10.
Oh, it's not bad.
No, not too bad. And I dilly-dallied
around. He said
around.
10 was late. Got home kind of late. I'm thinking like at least 11:30.
No, 10's 10. Late. 10's late.
Well, 10's late for me, too.
Yeah. 9:53 is when I pulled in the driveway.
From YouTube, someone says, I wish Sips, Deal, and York was on YouTube. Would have been great to see that.
Oh, that would have been
great to watch
live
that.
Feed.
Maybe next year.
What if they had a live stream that? Oh,
Trevor.
Wow.
Trevor, what is the deal with Trevor? Like, he was the master of ceremonies.
He was?
Yeah.
So he runs Bex. He's right. Sonny's right-hand man. He's now running all Nebraska football media, basically. How about that?
I don't know the guy.
And he's wheeling it right out of York.
He gave you a well-done program of how it's going to go.
He did.
You had no fears about it. It's perfectly well done.
He guided me in. He texted me when I was getting... And this doesn't always happen, as Bill knows, when you're doing these things. He said, okay, when you get close to town, let me know. I'll get, I'm here for you. It's unbelievable. You don't always get that. Trevor Wells is the name.
He's a great man. He's a great guy.
You ever want to get a...
Scott Cook.
Now, if you want to get a great meal, when you go listen to Sip speak at Holy Ghost, because the meal there is ridiculous.
It's funny you say that.
The meal there is ridiculous.
They have different things, and it is really good.
Oh, it's so good.
You will be appearing there in September, I believe.
Right. So, speaking of Trevor Wells from
Trevor Wells.
Now, I received a text last night from him that has our favorite picture, you from your... Twitter profile
nine
picture.
Years ago,
bro. Nine years ago. It's a framed picture of Sip. And you signed it.
I don't think that's 9 years ago. That's a little longer than that. I think you're making that. Like you stretched the truth on that one.
I let it go the first
couple times you said it, but now that you said it on air, I have to address it. That's not 9 years ago.
Bill, what is your guess how long ago this was?
That thing, that's 16 years ago. Minimum.
I didn't look it up. Another person looked it up and told me yesterday that it's from 9 years ago.
It might have appeared on something 9 years ago, but the picture's
okay,
not
now
from
that's
9 years
possible
ago.
Too. It's possible. Yeah.
You're telling me that this was not your forever Twitter profile
picture?
If you
had that shirt 9 years ago, that would be the most remarkable story.
Oh, come on. That shirt was a good shirt. And I don't have it anymore. I don't know what happened.
Can we find it, though?
I don't know what happened to it, but Bill, I'm... 9 years ago, I was at the Journal. Bill, it's very possible it was 9 years ago at the Journal Star, and we had photos. We had photos, and I was you're supposed to wear a coat and a shirt, and I think I had that shirt at the Journal Star. It was on standby.
Extreme picture.
So, Bill, I think it was. I don't think it was much. If it was, it was not 16 years ago. There's no way.
When were the previous pictures before 9 years ago at the Journal Star? You know?
No, I don't. I mean, they're very sporadic, though, that they would pull you into
the one. I wonder if Jake does that. clothes at the ready. It's been a big part of my life. You always had clothes stashed. When I was a graduate assistant at the University of Wisconsin, it was a Lou Holtz thing, so it was a Barry Alvarez thing. You had to wear a shirt and tie in the office until you went to practice or whatever time.
Every day. Like Sandhills Publishing.
So every day. Yes. So it's true. I was like a mini Sandhills, yes. So every day, though, I had shirts and pre-tied ties ready to go and shirts. So as soon as I walked into the office, I would
pre-tied.
Take off like something like this.
Pre-tied.
And I'd put on my shirt, my shirt, button it up.
White shirt.
And had a tie already tied over the top.
Over the top. Yep.
Up, ready to go. And then that's how you maneuver until 1:45.
Okay, then 1:45 happened.
You get to go take it off, get ready for practice, whatever's going on.
Now, when you got back from practice, then what?
No, you were off. Once it came, so everything was just put right back up. I had a full. You had a full on the back of a door in your office. You had a full outfits ready to go.
That's fascinating. At the ready. Is that what most guys did?
I know. Like the young coaches did because you were scrambling, and so you'd come in early. A lot of times, you'd know you had to be in that by 6 a.m.
Okay, and this was now.
So at 5 something, I would just be doing work on the computer and stuff, and then I would just, and then all of a sudden, be like 10 to 6. Oh wow, hang on, I get my uniform on.
Okay, everything's moving a little faster. That was for Barry, right?
Yes,
for Barry. I bet he dressed really well.
He did. Oh, his ties. He dressed incredible.
Yeah. Like a power attorney.
It was a power attorney. Shoulders back. You ever see Barry?
Oh yeah.
Shoulders are always back. Oh. When he came in the room. Yeah, it was great.
Man,
I'm glad to hear that went well for you last night, Sip. Glad to hear for you.
Everyone is, Steve.
We're happy for you. We're happy your speech went well.
The fandom for you is ridiculous.
Oh, it is not.
It is.
Stop it.
You were specially
statewide.
You were whisked
phenomenon.
Out to York last night for a special event that was created just for you.
It was fun. The guys, the people were incredible.
They brought in extreme food trucks, and you ate at a taco.
Trevor can't hold that against me. Trevor doesn't know that until now.
No, he's listening right now, I'm sure, so he's aware.
I mean, it was a safeguard. I mean, I thought it out. I thought the whole thing out. If I get there and there's not food that I'm comfortable with, I'm in trouble.
It's very odd to me that you didn't get something from the food truck that you ate on the way home. That's very odd to me. That's something like you
I was
do.
There late. I was there because you guys know me, and Bill is kind of like. I mean, I was there surprisingly late for me. Usually, I'll do something like that and try to get out of there. Tell the person, hey, just get me out of here right after. But I like the people. So I stayed around, and I'm not sure the food truck was still open when I left.
Gotcha. They would have stayed open for you if you asked for it.
9 p.m.?
If you requested
I don't know. That's late on a Tuesday night in New York. It is. It's late. Ben, I hope you're learning from all this.
Be like Steve Sipple, be famous. Ben, be famous.
Just be better. Be like me.
No, Ben's a state
you'll
champion.
Be fine. Yeah.
Ben's a state champion. Are any of us state champions?
No.
Nope. No.
I'm not.
No.
I was never a state champion. No.
So Ben has a really good chance to be in the Hall of Fame at Columbus Lakeview.
Yes.
He has a chance.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He was the voice of the team.
He's the voice of the team. And also, when you're a state champion, that puts you in.
Got a chance.
That puts you in the chance of being
a Hall of Famer. Oh, he's first ballot.
Yeah, to us,
you're a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And if you're there, Ben, we need to be there for the ceremony.
Ben, we would be there for that, Ben. Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah, we'll be there when you're inducted.
Yes, we will be there. I don't have a job. I can get there.
It's 40 years now. We're going to be 100 years old.
You should be showing up 96 years old. What are you guys here for? We're here for Ben. Ben!
I don't know
Ben!
Why we're here.
I don't know why are we here? Who's Ben? Who's Ben?
Where am I?
Where am I? Lakeview? I didn't go to Lakeview. Did I go to Lakeview?
I'm a Discoverer, man.
I thought I was a Discoverer. Who are you?
High. I hate this place.
This is insane. Is he here? Is he doing a one act today? We're here for the play.
Who's Ben? We're a wheelchair. Right.
Coming down the hallway hot.
I like to think somebody's pushing us.
Oh, that's a good visual for 40 years from now.
Jesus, I look Ben.
We have an update on a situation in college football for Idle Chit Chat. We'll get to this Oklahoma State stuff in a second. This is important. But before that,
yeah, you guys got to fill me in on this.
Before that, we informed the people of four games happening in Week Zero in college football, and the last one, which we said we have trouble watching, is Delaware State at Hawaii.
Well, which we talked about in great detail on the show.
Well, Sip, Bill, listeners, there's some problems here.
This is gold.
With Sip, Bill, Delaware State getting to Hawaii. Yesterday, Delaware State spokeswoman confirmed that they missed the 10.5-hour flight to Honolulu because of a bus snafu to JFK Airport. They said they're working on a plan. And by the way, that plan is now that as of yesterday at 4 p.m., Delaware State will attempt to split up their team to fly to Hawaii over the next 36 hours using available commercial flights. This is not fake news. This is real news for Delaware State getting to Hawaii.
This could be the whole show for me because this is incredible. My favorite thing in the whole thing is the word, there was a snafu. That's where it starts.
The spokeswoman said there's a snafu.
Snafu. Which means there was a snafu.
She said the word snafu.
The spokeswoman said snafu.
Yes, been a little snafu with the buses. Which means, if it was like, hey, we were on our way there and there was a wreck on the interstate, we couldn't know that wasn't it. There was a snafu, which means someone made a critical error.
Who is this, Bill? You know what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's
like the director of football ops.
Director of football ops.
Somebody like that.
In a place of Delaware State, also, this goes down into administration, too. At some point in time, the athletic director or associate athletic director, they're involved in this. Delaware State's going to Hawaii. That's a big deal. That's a lot. Well, so the first thing, when that happened, immediately it blew my mind. Because I go, imagine walking up to the counter and say, hey, a couple nuts and bolts things here. We need 108 tickets to Honolulu quick.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so that flight would have been booked minimum 9 months ago.
Right.
Months ago, maybe to a year. It was because it's commercial. They're not flying.
It's not private.
They're not flying
so what the
charter. So obviously they made a critical error somehow. So somebody's losing their job over the deal.
I don't want to say director of football ops, but
yeah,
immediately that comes to mind, right?
Comes to mind. It's someone, yeah. It's like all of a sudden, I imagine they're sitting there waiting. Where are the buses? Well, did you talk to them yesterday? No, I talked to them 2 weeks ago. They said they would be here.
The wave of fear that would go through.
And so now, can you imagine trying to get there? Like, my first thing I said was, they'll have to send them out in groups of four, of like 20 at a time, to try to get them on a plane, to get them there. And then also
it's over 36 hours.
And also, you fly your equipment on the commercial part of it.
Oh, good God.
So yeah, everything. All the helmets and everything.
So there's a chance the whole team reconvenes Friday night. Somewhere in a hotel.
The night before the game,
they convene. Like, it's like, who goes first? We'll send three coaches and send the starters. And who goes next? What are we doing?
What if there's delays and problems getting there on the different flights?
No.
There will be.
There's several flights.
There will be.
From Delaware to Hawaii.
There's no way it's going.
No.
Everything's going to go.
We're in Phoenix. Where are you guys? We're in Utah. We're in Salt Lake City.
They're saying Saturday morning. We can't get there in time.
Oh, God.
And if you're an assistant coach, all you do is you take one giant step back and just be, how do you need me to help? If it's like, just keep your guys in order, okay. You don't say a word. No. You don't say a word. You don't jump in. Well, I got a thought here. No. You just stand back.
You get your
group together. If that was me, I'm going to get my group of DBs together and say, we have a problem. We're just going to deal with it. Mm-hmm. I don't need any palms up. Don't need anything. No. It's a mess. And here's how we're going to solve it. And we're going to get through it. And this is not, we'll be fine. But that is a major, major.
Today is what?
Today is Wednesday. They play Saturday, and they're still trying to find a way to get there for the team.
Trust me, they're right now. There's probably players sleeping in the airport. Imagine when you got the, just not imagine good. Right away. It's like, okay, you're dressed, ready to go. Where do I go? How do I? What do I do? So we got people that I haven't showered in 3 days.
Oh, it'll be weird.
Yeah, major jet lag getting Hawaii from the East Coast also, by the way, play a football game.
And the game just got more interesting. You know, it's interesting, more interesting.
Delaware State, pull this off in your potential movie. Your potential movie could be really good.
The snafu.
Yes.
They said the word snafu in the statement. That's
a little bus snafu.
Is that what it was?
Yes, they said there's a bus snafu. I mean, getting to JFK.
I mean, if it's one of the things where it's clearly the bus company or clearly something, you would probably say it out loud. Here's what happened. I mean, it's like you have to say something, but the snafu means there was a little mix up type of thing.
So we will track the flights and how this goes to Delaware State today. Hopefully they get there by tomorrow, all the team, but that's not even guaranteed either.
Ben, can you see if you can reach out to see if we can find, through journalism, see if you can get a hold of the school newspaper?
That's good.
School newspaper. I'm dead serious about this.
Good thought.
See if we can get a hold of this, because we did this. Then we got a hold of the school newspaper at Northwestern, didn't we?
We paid off
when we were trying to talk about the baseball team.
Yeah.
When they fired their whole staff. That was
incredible. It was incredible.
It was an incredible
amazing story.
They had no one
during the season. There's like 0-9, something like that, or 1-9. Yep. Everybody's gone.
They came to Lincoln. We didn't know if they had a coach. They had no idea who's on third. No idea.
That's
The starting pitcher's on third base, coach.
All right, so that game's scheduled for Saturday or Friday
at like 11 p.m.
Saturday 11.
We have to get Spectrum, I think,
to watch Delaware State trying to hopefully get enough guys to play football.
See if Delaware State has a newspaper first. I mean,
every college has a newspaper.
Everyone,
it's required.
It's required. Listen to Jake.
It's run by the journalists.
It's required to have. If they don't have one, I would be stunned.
I mean,
I'll sit here surprised.
Like, does UNO, like Nebraska, Omaha have a school?
I'm sure they do.
Guaranteed.
I'm positive they do.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Wesleyan? Yeah.
Ben, have you done anything for the Daily Nebraskan?
He works there. He's like the editor, I think. He's high up at the DN.
You're the editor
of
the Daily Nebraskan? Yes, you are.
Sports editor?
Ben's saying nobody is.
He's high up.
He's
at the
head coach of a flag football team, which we found out yesterday. He's running the Daily Nebraskan, and then
he's
also
a publisher.
He
publishes stuff.
He publishes stuff.
Busy man.
No. Yes.
Do you
sell advertising, Ben? No.
You don't.
The best part, if he was selling advertising and never said a word, ask Jake Sorensen one question. Two things may have came up.
He could ask Bill how to coach. He could ask me how to sell. How to write.
He's
got three people.
His whole world is directly right here, and he's never said a word to any of us about anything.
He's never asked for any help
at
all
or
advice.
Maybe he just observes. Quietly observes you.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. A bigger situation happened yesterday is in the world, not even Nebraska-related. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma State announced yesterday morning that they are going to have QR codes on their helmets this season linking to the general team fund for every student athlete on the roster. It's believed to mark the first time a college football team will wear QR codes in regular season games to promote players' earning potential. If that sounds familiar to listeners of the show, let's take you back to December 6th.
December 6th. Where were we? We were right here.
We were right here.
It was very dark. It was cold. It was dark and cold.
Better times. This is, I'm going to play you the audio that we had on the show. This is a part of Bill's Thrills on December 6th, 2023. And here we go. Just tune in and remember this.
I'm going to talk to Steve Sipple, the Knife Fighter, and Jake.
The Knife Fighter.
Would you agree or disagree that most fans would be like, hey, NIL, name, image, and likeness payment, is great. And all of a sudden there's someone that, like, we know is getting it, but not playing. The whole idea was based on name, image, of likeness of what do you do while you play? This guy's a player. And so I call it the Johnny Manziel rule. It's like, that's where this whole thing kind of started. Like, you know, A&M makes $100 million off of all of his stuff and he gets nothing. And so, but he performed on the deal. So I have a plan.
Okay.
I have a plan for like that wild card Wednesday.
This is amazing. This is your NIL plan?
This is my NIL plan. Yes. To make it fair and make it fun.
Make it fair.
Big screen bonus bucks. Big screen bonus bucks. Fun with NIL. Proactive plan for the Huskers or any team for that matter. So here's how it works. Make a play, get paid. A big screen pops up on the board. So imagine it's the Iowa game, and all of a sudden, Purdy hits Lloyd. Boom. You got to pay him right there. Their Venmo account's up. You get to pay him right at the same time, and the meter goes. Can you imagine that? It's like, pay the man. And all of a sudden, he made 4,000. Yeah, both
Purdy
of them.
Purdy and Lloyd.
You do both. You do pay for anybody. Them out there. Polar Bear gets a TFL. Pay the man. Right there on the spot. And his account pops up, and you get to see it. So the money's right up front. You're on this huge screen, and it's a whole end zone deal, and their picture pops up.
We're sitting by genius.
It is. And it pops up for it there. And you can pay him.
Of what?
You can the screen picture, and they replay the play, and then within 4 seconds, they start getting their money.
Venmo.
It shows the Venmo number.
Venmo a number, and you can just start paying them.
And maybe you could put his Cash App.
Yeah. Anywhere up there to get it done. Yes. I mean, just think about the stuff. What would have happened on the Hail Mary to Westerkamp?
Oh, Westerkamp would still be counting money.
He would walk out with $100,000.
More.
And you know what? That's NIL. That's name, image, and likeness.
$100,000, he'd get that from one of the boosters.
Yeah, just one.
No, just one.
Just think about this.
Yeah.
What is that? That's name, image, and likeness.
That's it, because he made a play.
It made a play.
That is from December 6th, 2023, on this very program, and Oklahoma State must have heard that, apparently.
Ben, did you hear that?
Take it to heart.
That's why you tune in to Bill, okay?
That was his idea.
You're way ahead.
Well, there is.
Way ahead of the curve.
I don't know about that being ahead of the
curve. No, Bill, you're way ahead.
It was super kind. Then I don't remember who wrote it, but it was on Football Scoop.
Football Scoop.
And they wrote a whole article, which now says that information was out there, and teams obviously were going like, hang on a second. This is a doable situation.
QR code. And then how would that work exactly?
Well, I'm confused because a helmet is a long ways away in the field. Now, would they put like a picture of that helmet on the screen so you could then go from your phone and go to the QR code? Because there's no way
Bill,
you can get somebody's QR code from
questions.
The stands. There's no way you get a QR code.
I'll have
stands.
A press conference at 10.
To address it.
Keith Mann, if you set a press conference up.
Speaking of Keith Mann and others, I mean, the only thought I could add to this, is Bill's idea, but college football could do a little better job of leaning into the cash grab. I mean, it starts to feel a little bit like a cash grab. Why not get the coaches involved? I mean, why not, if the defensive coordinator, if it's 23-3, you've only given up 3 points in the third quarter, have the announcers put his information on the screen. If you want to help Tony White, keep him at Nebraska, either you can send him, it may be as simple as a GoFundMe. Just totally lean into this. Keith Mann did a great job of helping. Joe Klatt praises Keith Mann on the broadcast for the week of preparation. Oh, by the way, Keith Mann, his information's here. Just totally lean into the – okay, you're not – I just think you could lean into it a little bit more. Bill Bush, special teams coordinator. Well, special teams had a great day. Well, if you want to help Bill Bush, here's his information.
But they also take money away from you if you're not playing well?
No.
Can't do that.
No, you can't.
Can't do that.
You can't
one-way
money
street
from players.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't do it with the players. You can't take money away from them. In this scenario, like the Oklahoma State scenario, you couldn't take money away.
It was one of those things where
I think it should be leaned into more.
I was going through it in my head. It was fun. But at the same time, when I was thinking through it, I 100% believe that it made sense. And here's the thing is. So this House versus the NCAA, there's no way that anybody can push back on this. It, they can't push back and say, what? You can't do this.
No.
It, they're like, no, they're, it's like, no, this is how you can do it now. This is America. And you can make money doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where it'd be bizarre would be at Nebraska. It would be, you have one of your really good walk-ons that makes a great tackle on kickoff or something. Yeah. And he gets, you know, $2,500 that night just to go out with his friends.
Could be more than that.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, but this, the point is, that's name, image, and likeness.
It is.
All of a sudden, he does that. Buscini pins him inside the 10 four times. Boom, 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 boom. Because now it's like, no, we're rewarding those. Here's the other thing. If this gets going at Oklahoma State, and I believe that it will, and it's going to turn into what we talked about on this show, every team has to do it.
I know.
Because you cannot do it. Can you imagine if all of a sudden Baylor's like, we're not doing it. But everybody else in the Big 12 does it.
Recruiting problem.
Right away, they're going, hold it now. So if I rush for 2,000 yards for Baylor, I don't have the potential of it. They're like, no. Well, what if I'm at Texas Tech? Oh, yeah, you can do it there.
Your idea is to post it. Have a running tally of each player.
I thought it'd be fun. Also, they should just say, ding, 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 ding,
ding. A running tally. You have to have the sound effect. It makes it more fun.
Yes.
Yeah. A running tally.
Like a casino.
Yeah, running tally.
The jackpot hits.
The running tally element is the most intriguing to me.
Imagine the picture of all the guys down at the rail after a big play by one of the Bullocks or something like that. Just all of a sudden, they're all down there like that. We got $3,200.
Where'd that come from?
More.
The real one.
I envision bigger numbers.
And then you run it through the tax-free app.
Yeah.
The Bullocks are set. Yeah. I envision bigger numbers than that.
It could be bigger numbers.
It's a start, though. It's a start.
Yeah,
so a lot of fun.
Bill's idea
been
fun. Has
it's
been
fun.
It's been stolen by Oklahoma State. We had it here first, December 6, 2023. Just saying.
They're gonna.
Jake sent out. You know me on Twitter. Not real good.
You don't do it.
That not real
I
good.
I took a shot at Oklahoma State.
Jake added Oklahoma State.
I tagged him.
He tagged him. It was hilarious.
Let's read the tweet real quick.
It was hilarious.
Sip, you saw. You liked it also on Twitter.
It was hilarious.
I said this. I quote tweeted.
I didn't notice that
post
you,
from 2023. I said, remember this one just from December?
Yes,
we had it first, Oklahoma State at OK State. Just saying.
Wow, you're talking smack to an institution.
You're damn right.
You're damn right.
I'm doing it again.
Damn right I did.
You're damn right.
It's a good idea. So you guys are, you think it will happen? Oh, yeah, it will. It will happen.
Don't know how, if one place gets it going. What was the scramble yesterday? Every team's going, whoa, 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 hang on. Are they this far ahead of us? And how do we catch up immediately? And if you do the curmudgeon of like, we don't do that. We don't do that here. It's a major.
Good luck.
If it goes through, if this starts happening and you don't have it, can you imagine all of a sudden four teams in the Big 12 going and you have 12 players posting after the game that what happened? And then.
Yeah, we don't have that.
We don't have that. We don't have that situation.
But Jake, how would you make it better? Would you put QR codes on the shoulder pad, maybe?
If you do on the helmet, how are people going to see that? It's a long ways away. Unless you're like able to do it from TV.
That's
like,
why I said big board.
If you're at the game, how the hell are you going to do that?
Bill's idea is better.
It's got to be on the board.
Yeah.
To actually shoot or in the program or something like that. It just can't be on the field.
Oh, now hold on. See, this is where radio pays off. You put the QR codes in a program next to the player's name.
See, that's
people don't
that's
get
possible.
But that's possible.
Yeah. That's one thing you could do.
Remember that back in
that
the
would
day?
Be the way. Yeah.
Remember that back in the day? Everyone bought a program.
Back
in
our day.
Like a dollar.
Yeah.
There were people standing out all around the stadium.
Bill, you remember the programs that would have the mugshots of the individual players.
Yeah, it was incredible.
See, that's how...
There were a dollar.
That's how me and Bill got to know the players. That's how I got to know Tony Davis. Yeah. Oh, man, look at Tony Davis. Got that long, flowing hair. Cool.
Yeah.
You saw...
He had a sweet mustache.
Yeah. Now, Jake, what you do then, bring those back and then put the QR code under the picture, under the photo.
There it is.
Before we get to break... You're hungry. You're starving. Early Bird, place to go, 19th and K. They've got breakfast burritos. They've got French toast, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered
chicken fried steak. They've got cinnamon roll pancakes, and they also have hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
and delicious brunch cocktails.
Voice yours.
19th and K.
Jake, do it again.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
6:30 a.m.
Like you're smoking cigarettes last night.
I was not.
Every single day, stop by. Lots of free parking at 19th and K. Early bird. Also, three locations in Omaha. When we come back, Sean Callahan on Early Break on the Ticket.
Oh, my God.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.